USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Makalou, un ancien footballeur, rencontre un arbitre de son époque et tout de suite, il commence à se souvenir d'un match mémorable. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. Kona est encore jeune. 2. Makalou, lui, rappelle qu'ils sont toujours au terrain de football. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Comment était Makalou, selon Kona? 2. Pourquoi Makalou ne peut-il pas se rappeler de Kona? 3. Quel était le score, selon Kona? Vous entendrez quelques expressions utilisées dans le langage familier. Nous allons écouter la conversation.
Hey, Kona. Hey, I know you. Where have you been? It's been ages since we last met here. Do you recognize me?
I do, but sorry, what's your name again? I'm getting older and older.
I can see that. I'm not so young either, but I have not forgotten you. Tell me, what does the word Malu remind you of?
Makalu, I knew I recognized you. How could I forget the famous rough touch devil of fabulous team?
That's me, the one and only. I know I was fast and dangerous, but I had to hold back because I always had trouble avoiding your 100 eyes.
Do you remember the time you scored 6 goals against Villadi's football team?
Of course. How could I forget? But Kona, it was 9-1, but you refused our last 3 goals.
That's not true.
Come on, man. Admit it. You were being too harsh.
Hey, man, even if you don't agree, I'm still the referee. I'm the boss on the football pitch.
Well, slow down. Come back to earth, buddy. We are not on the football pitch anymore.
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Makalou et Kona. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Kona est encore jeune. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Makalou lui rappelle qu'ils sont toujours au terrain de football. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Comment était Makalou selon Kona? Rapide et vif. 2. Pourquoi Makalou ne peut-il pas se rappeler de Kona? Parce qu'il devient de plus en plus vieux. 3. Quel était le score selon Kona? 6-0. Écoutez et répétez ces expressions et leur traduction en anglais.
I can see that.
C'est ce que je vois.
It's been ages.
Cela fait longtemps.
Slow down.
Doucement.
Come back to earth, buddy.
Reviens sur terre, mon cher.
That's not true.
Ceci est inexact. Vous avez entendu Kona et Makalou, l'excellent footballeur. Vous avez aussi entendu certaines expressions utilisées dans le langage familier. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, nous allons commencer par les introductions et les présentations. Nos interlocuteurs se trouvent dans un avion. Vous allez les entendre se présenter. My name is Michael. Je m'appelle Michael. Et notez qu'après avoir donné son nom, l'autre personne répond Nice to meet you. Heureux de faire votre connaissance. Répétez. Repeat. Nice. Littéralement, c'est bon. To meet. Le verbe rencontrer. You. Le pronom en objet direct. Vous ou te. Nice to meet you. Il est bon de vous rencontrer. Heureux ou heureuse de faire votre connaissance. Vous allez entendre la réponse à cette phrase. C'est la même, sauf pour le dernier mot. Nice to meet you too. To signifie aussi, à ne pas confondre avec to, qui compose tout verbe à l'infinitif. Par exemple, to meet, rencontrer, to walk, marcher. To est un adverbe. Il suffit donc que l'autre personne rajoute « to » à la fin d'une même phrase pour exprimer un sentiment réciproque. Listen. Écoutez.
Hi, my name is Walter. Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael. Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Aux États-Unis, même dans un contexte commercial ou d'affaires, les gens se présentent par « hello ». Ou bien « hi ».« Hi » est typiquement américain. Répétez « hi ». Habituons-nous ensemble à cette façon de se présenter. « Hi, my name is Michelle ». Ou bien « hello, my name is Michelle ». Répétez après moi. « Hi, my name is Mohammed ».« Hello, my name is Sophie ».« Hi, my name is Idrissa ». Hello, my name is Moussa. Hi, my name is Chantal. Hello, my name is Frédéric. Écoutons de nouveau la rencontre de Walter et de Michael.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Dans cette rencontre d'affaires qui suit, Max vient de s'installer à Washington. Il vient de San Francisco. Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Just moved. Il vient juste d'arriver. Kathy présente Max à Larry.
This is Max Wilson.
Et Larry présente Max à Elizabeth. Vous allez entendre Max. This is Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Moore.
Max, voici Elizabeth. C'est une façon très courante de présenter une personne à quelqu'un d'autre. Quand il y a plusieurs personnes présentes, vous allez entendre aussi Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, connaissez-vous Max? Avez-vous rencontré Max? Have you met? Vous allez entendre la réponse positive. Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Et vous allez entendre aussi la réponse négative. No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
C'est la contraction de no, I have not. Et répétez, repeat. Have you met? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Listen, écoutez.
Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Welcome to Washington. Thanks, Larry.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
This is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Ce soir, Martin va au concert et il appelle sa femme, qui n'a pas pu l'accompagner sur son téléphone portable. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire un endroit
en utilisant une grande variété de mots pour expliquer les dimensions, les formes et les couleurs. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire un endroit. Martin se trouve dans une grande salle de concert, a concert hall. Il essaye de la décrire de son mieux à sa femme, qui n'a pas pu l'accompagner. Elle demande tout de suite, What's it like? C'est comment? What's it like? Et il répond, It's large, but not too large. C'est grand, mais pas trop. I guess it holds 2,000 people. Je pense qu'elle peut contenir 2,000 personnes. I guess it holds 2,000 people. Sa femme veut en savoir davantage. Elle dit, Tell me more. What color is it? Quelle est sa couleur? Et il répond, Et écoutez le reste.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can tell you're at the concert.
I wanted to try out the telephone. I can't believe I'm talking to you on the telephone.
Modern technology.
Wonderful. I'm sitting in the middle of this large concert hall talking to you on the telephone.
What's it like?
The telephone?
No, the concert.
It hasn't started yet. It will begin in about 5 minutes. The concert hall is beautiful.
Tell me about it.
It's large, but not too large. I guess it holds about 2,000 people, maybe fewer than that. I'm sorry you can't be here.
Perhaps next time. Tell me more. What color is it?
It's cream color with red trim. Not bright red, but a red wine color. There's a lot of gold, too. The hall is almost square, and it has 3 balconies. They aren't very big. They aren't very deep. Each one has about 4 rows of seats. I'm in the first balcony.
That sounds perfect.
I can look down on the audience below. I can see people coming from the doors on the right and on the left. It's almost time for the concert to begin, so the hall is almost full.
Can you see the orchestra?
Of course. I'm directly in front of the orchestra, above them, of course. They are all in their places. Some are getting ready to warm up.
Oh, I can hear them. Is it exciting?
Yes, it is. You remember the last time we came here?
Yes, it must have been 3 years ago.
I think so. The concert hall was so ugly. It was dark and dirty.
Was it dark green?
Or maybe brown. It hadn't been painted for years and years. There weren't enough lights. We couldn't find our seats. Now it's light and colorful. It's really beautiful. It looks much bigger now.
Have you interviewed the conductor?
No, not yet. I'll interview him at the first intermission. It will be a long intermission.
Say hello from me. He may remember me.
Of course he'll remember you. You've met him several times, haven't you?
Yes, but he meets so many people.
I'll call you later. It's about to begin. Bye.
N'oubliez pas qu'en anglais, les mots descriptifs sont en général placés avant le mot qu'ils décrivent. Par exemple, small stage, une petite scène. Large concert hall, une grande salle de concert. Red color, couleur rouge. Écoutez la description de Martin qui vous servira d'exemple.
Large concert hall. 2,000 people. Red wine color. 3 balconies.
Certains mots descriptifs sont placés après le verbe être en anglais, to be. They aren't small, contraction de they are not small. They aren't small. Ils ne sont pas petits. It's square, contraction de it is square. It's square. C'est carré. It was round. C'était rond. Voici d'autres exemples.
They aren't big. The hall is beautiful. It's square. It was dark and dirty.
Pourriez-vous maintenant répondre aux questions de Martin Lerner en utilisant des mots descriptifs? Vous avez sans doute remarqué que ces mots rendent la description d'un endroit encore plus précise. Écoutez bien et répondez à ces questions. Par exemple, Martin vous demandera « How large is the concert hall ?» Et vous pouvez répondre « It's very large » ou bien « Large but not so large » ou bien « It's not large, it's small ». Enfin, répondez comme vous voulez.
How large is the concert hall? What color is the concert hall? Is the concert hall dark and dirty? Is the hall round or square?
Hello, is that you, Martin?
It's the intermission.
I know. I've been listening to the concert on the radio.
Pour savoir décrire un lieu, il faut que vous puissiez décrire les couleurs, les dimensions et les formes. C'est-à-dire en anglais, you have to be able to describe the shape, les formes, ou la forme, the shapes, les dimensions, en anglais, the size, et les couleurs, the colors. Martin Lerner parle au téléphone avec sa femme. Il parle en décrivant la salle de concert, the concert hall. Il parle aussi durant l'entracte, during intermission. Intermission, c'est l'entracte. Il parle des lumières, the lights. There are lots of lights. Il y a beaucoup de lumières. Il parle de l'orchestre, the orchestra. The orchestra is wonderful. Il parle du plaisir à l'écoute de cette musique. The pleasure. It's a pleasure to listen to this wonderful music. Une place. A seat. Y a-t-il une place près de vous? Is there a seat next to you? Les verbes. Il parle de l'orchestre. Il parle du fait que cet orchestre est dirigé par un chef d'orchestre. Diriger, conduct. Le chef d'orchestre, the conductor. Deviner, guess. Il demande à sa femme, il lui dit, guess where I am? Devine où je suis. Guess where I am? To guess. Les adjectifs. Bright. Brillant. Bright. The colors are so bright. It is wonderful in here. Bright. Confortable. It's comfortable here. It's very comfortable. Confortable. It's a cream color. A cream color. Crème ou beige. It's a deep red. Vous savez maintenant comment décrire un endroit. The movie theater was very small. La salle de cinéma était très petite. Ou bien, this house is green. Cette maison est verte. Si vous connaissez un endroit sympathique en utilisant des mots descriptifs, vous pourrez peut-être persuader vos amis d'y aller aussi. The restaurant was really beautiful. The food was delicious. Le restaurant était vraiment splendide et la nourriture délicieuse. The hall was round. La salle était ronde. Je suis sûre que vous connaissez plein d'endroits sympathiques autour de chez vous ou dans votre quartier et vous pourriez vous exercer à les décrire. En attendant, in the meantime, have a great week and great practice. Goodbye.
This is Roger Muntu with Anglais Télé. I'm reminding you again that Michel Joseph is not here with us, but we are having a fun conversation with some of I can't even say students, because those three people speak English way better than I do. I have, of course, Alima Touré, Mariam Gaba, and also Faïssa. What I want to do now is to have Faïssa and Alima Touré, both of them, talking. I just want them to ask each other questions for like a minute or so and let them converse, and I want to hear them exchange, and you know, in English. So, guys, if you can go ahead and ask yourself each questions, and let's just speak in English for a minute or so. Let's go. I'll let Faïssa start asking Alima Touré questions.
Good evening, Alima. Hello?
Hello, Alima. Is Alima there?
Hello.
Okay, Alima. Yeah.
I'm listening.
Okay.
Good evening, Alima. I'm Faïssa.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very fine.
What is your name?
My name is Fa. You know, this is my nickname.
Fa.
Yeah?
Yes, Fa. Oh. Listen, yes. Fa, I'm really touched. You're really
watching
me. Yes. You're very good in English.
Ah, okay.
You
thank
know,
you. And you,
you
too.
You speak like an American. You know, I was working with some American people. They are Christian. They come from America, from different states of America, and they come in Bamako. We went to different villages, and our job was to interpret their English in Bamana,
yeah,
or sometimes in French. And you are like an American. You are speaking very well English. They are Christian people. We went to different villages. It was to tell stories about Jesus. And
thank you,
you are like one of them. I'm really happy with you.
I have to agree. I agree with Alima Touré. I really 100% agree. Yeah.
Okay. So
okay, thank you.
You are in Mali.
Yeah, I'm in Mali. I'm in Bamako.
I like that question. Are you in Mali?
And you are on train.
Yes, I'm in Mali. Do you know
we'll be friends soon. You know, I like learning language, different languages.
You like learning different languages.
I really like this language, and I know
we are friends soon.
See, and that's why, guys, that's why I think also, and I was going to add that, because having people in the same country, the same city, we all have passion of English. Maybe at some point we can create like a club. You know what I mean? Have like a club there,
yes,
where you know, Mariam Gaba can call Faïssa or Alima Touré,
yes,
and just meet,
yes,
and talk.
So
and
where do you live in Bamako?
I live in Dawoudabougou.
That's close to my quarter, but I'm not.
This is your quarter?
Actually, I'm in Savory with my husband, who is a police man.
Okay, I understand. So that you are in Savory?
Yes.
But this is so far from my quarter.
In Falaje. We are the chief of quarter of Falaje. I don't know if you know the house of the chief of quarter of Falaje.
I know. I really know that.
And you can hear my baby's crying.
Abdul is crying.
Well, may I have your number, or aren't you on Facebook? You could give me something that I can find you on Facebook, so I will contact you like this. One day I can go and follow you a little bit.
Yeah,
better, you know.
Yeah. Like I say, Faisa is always on Facebook, always. So you can't miss him. So, Faisa, I also want you to speak with Mariam Gaba, who's also there. So I'm going to have Mariam Gaba ask Faisa questions.
Hello, Mariam.
Is Mariam there?
Hello, Mariam.
Hello.
How are you, Mariam?
I'm fine. Do you, Faisa? How are you?
I'm really fine, yeah.
Fine, too.
Okay, so what are you doing now?
Now, I'm eating.
keep some for me, too, please. Save some food for me.
Okay, what? No problem. You can open your mouth. And
okay, you don't forget for mine, okay? You don't forget for mine, too. I want some. Okay, Maya, where do you live in Bamako? Aren't you in Bamako?
Yes, I'm in Bamako. I'm living in Sinu. Do you know Sinu?
Yeah, I know Sinu, near to the airport.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I am. Continue.
Thank you, too. You know, Faisa, you talk like an American. That's true.
You're saying the same thing, too. This is what
we're
talking about right now.
You know, I tell you what, Mariam, I think he's an American. He's not telling us the truth.
No, I'm not American. I'm really telling you the truth. You know, you're my
guy.
I cannot lie to you.
I know. But you know,
I can't lie to you.
You know, Faisa, you know where we're doing this show. I don't know. Are you able to watch these videos that we do, like this one? Do you watch them?
Yes, okay, on YouTube.
Oh, you can little? Okay, because I don't know how, if the signal is good when you watch this video on Facebook. But the reason why I ask you is because every time we work on this video, we have a lot of people working with us. You know, wonderful people like Aiden and Dave and France. You know, they all ask me to tell you that they don't believe you.
Wow! Why? You know, let me tell you a small story.
Yeah.
Just a small story.
Yeah.
Last week, some small Americans were coming to our quarters. So I meet them. I was talking with them. They tell me, where did you learn your English? Or who learned you that English that you're speaking? I say that, I learned English here, and I'm going to get out of my little to learn English in another country. They say, no, they can't believe me. You know, so I ask friends to tell them that I'm not lying. They don't trust me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you.
Mariam has a question for Faisa, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Mariam.
Faisa, can you tell me what do you do to improve your English? You are a Malian and you live here with Mali. What do you do to improve your English to talk like this, to talk like an American?
It is very simple, Mariam. When I tell you, you can't believe. Just go on YouTube and you write on improve your English listening, and after improve your English learning, something like this. Or you could go to engbit.com. This is the way I learned my English here in Bamako, and it's very, very good. You know, it's a very good way to do it.
Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais, Michelle Joseph, ici au micro. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h, temps universel, sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com. Cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais pour retrouver les leçons de tous les jours. Et les week-ends sur Onde Courte, le samedi et le dimanche à 20h30. Pour mieux parler l'anglais, to speak better English, ne ratez